Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. How many of you know we serve a good God?
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. I hope everyone can hear me now. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, mighty Jesus, mighty Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Brother Joseph. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hope the worship has blessed you. I apologize. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord, for the delay. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know that when something is going to be a blessing, there's always, hallelujah, something trying to hold it back. But greater is our God. We don't need to be afraid. Hallelujah. All we need to be is trusting the Lord, knowing that our victory is secure in the Lord, and that we're going to go through persecution. We're going to go through different things, but the Lord is with us. Amen. And we're going to have victory in the Lord for sure. Hallelujah. Yes. In the middle of persecution, yes. But the Lord is with us, my brother and sister. We can always trust the Lord through it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. As the Apostle Paul says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ, or tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. Amen. So thank you, Brother Miguel. In these 21 days of victory, amen. Hallelujah. We are trusting in the Lord. We're holding on to Jesus. Amen. And thank you, Lord. We are receiving strength from the Lord. Hallelujah. We are, hallelujah, in victory, and we're going to continue in victory. We're going to continue to sanctify ourselves as Joshua did with the people, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. He called them to sanctify themselves in Joshua 3:5, and Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. So the separation, the fasting, is to sanctify yourself, because the Lord is going to do wonders among us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So remember that. Amen. That the Lord's going to do mighty things among us. And he has called us to sanctify ourselves. The bride has made herself ready. We need to do it. We need to set the time apart. We need to hallelujah, plan it. Like we've been planning for a while, over a month, and say, Lord, I'm going to do this. Give me the strength. Give me the health. Take away all appetites from me, Lord, all desire for food. And Lord, help me to do this for your glory. I admire this man of God in Boston, Massachusetts. I think it was a Framingham church. He came from El Salvador. He lived in the United States, but went back to Salvador. God raised a mighty church in El Salvador through him, one of the biggest church in the Salvador. This man will go into 30, 40-day fasting. And when he came back, because God told him to come back here, the ministry called him to come up here, and he decided to come. He prayed about it. The Lord spoke to him. He said, I want you to go back to the U.S., to Boston, Massachusetts. And I believe he was about 67 years of age, and came, and they gave him a list of what was happening in the church. They wanted to renew the building, make the church bigger for the children, divided, just make the building much bigger and all this. And they got an estimate from the company, about $6 million was the estimate, my brother and sister. And the pastor that was there had to quit the church. But this new pastor, man of God, when this was put before him, hallelujah, and I know that because he shared the revelation while we were visiting the church, he told the people of the church, they had about, I believe, over 400 And he told the people, hallelujah, let me pray and see what the Lord wants me to do. And he wanted us to pray, and the Lord told him to go into, it was a 30-day or 40-day fasting. It was 40-day fasting. Hallelujah. 67 years old. Hallelujah. And he went back and told the people, and the secretary and the people said, Pastor, you don't need to do all that 40-day fasting. Why 40 days? He said, because that's what the Lord's leading me to do. But this is what else the Lord wants me to do. Call the people, volunteer, whoever wants to join the fasting can join the fasting, okay? And God will bless them and answer their prayer petition. And I remember that they were not expecting over 200 people to join. Single mother, all kinds of people joined the fasting for 40 days, my brother and sister. And it was so powerful because I went to one of the services. Hallelujah. The anointing, the power of God, the healing, the miracle was happening tremendously. My brother and sister, I can never forget that. And thank you, Lord. That pastor called those people, went himself and went into 40-day fasting. And while he was doing the fasting, God gave her the answer for the money they needed for the temple. And God said to, hallelujah, to him, tell them, the secretary, to write letters to other local companies and tell them the plan of what they want to do with the buildings. And I will touch the heart for them to donate. And he contacted the secretary and said, God gave me a plan. Write it down. All the local companies, hallelujah, to donate for the money we need for the temple. Hallelujah. And this is what happened. Not only did God supply them the money they needed for the temple, but God supplied 30% more, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. When they ended up the fasting, all the donations had come in, and checks, money order, and different things into the church for the new temple, for everything they wanted to do. What it seemed impossible for the local people, God used someone who was willing to fast and pray and intercede. Shalom, Sister Tani. Hallelujah. And every time you set your heart to the Lord for something that you know you're not able to do, it has to be in the hand of the Lord. You have to cry out to him, and you have to say, Lord, I'm putting this in your hand. I'm putting this situation in your hand, Lord. I'm going to fast, and I'm going to pray, Lord, for you, Lord, to do something about this. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord, when you come by faith, when you can trust the Lord to pray and fasting, he will not fail you. He will do what he promised. Thank you, Lord. And when the fasting finished, they were single mom. Hallelujah. There were people there who had never done this before, had never done more than maybe than a day of fasting. But their heart was set to do it for the Lord and were able to fast for 40 days. My brothers and sisters, it's possible when we believe. It's possible when we set our heart in the Lord to do so. My brother and sister, God can do anything, and he will do what he promised. Thank you, Lord, and he's calling us for the same. You believe God can do this for your life. You have to set it in your heart and say, God, I'm willing to fast. I'm willing to do this 21 days, even 30 days, even 40 days, Lord. We're willing to do this for you, Lord, for you to do this, Lord, that we're asking you. Hallelujah. And we've seen God answer our prayer in seven-day fasting. One time in our church, we fasted for 7 days with the pastor and all the men in the church, all the group that wanted to. And we all slept in the carpet of the church on the floor while we're doing that fasting. And we pray day and night, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And we needed the money for the temple. We needed God to touch the people, to do the miracle. We needed, hallelujah. And the money was there, supplied. Hallelujah. When the month came, hallelujah, we have over $80,000 that came in. Thank you, Lord. God had touched people, hallelujah, from different places to donate the money. But we fasted. We prayed our 7 days. My brother and sister, that's how God put it in the heart of our pastor, Hallelujah. And when God will lead him to do something, he will do it in obedience. And that's when I began to pray about this fasting, the Lord came to me and spoke to me about this. And he says, I will answer your prayer petition. I will come and answer you. Jesus says, I will come in the fasting. Thank you, Lord. And I saw the Lord coming down in our fasting. He will come down. He is faithful. We have done this in the last healing. The Lord came down and healed this young lady in her home. Several people at home received visitation of Jesus and were healed by Jesus. Hallelujah. And the many prayer petitions the Lord answered. My brother and sister, I remember saying there was 20-something, and the Lord, no, I was over 30. I believe he said 38 back then. Thank you, Lord, that he healed. Praise Jesus. I didn't know the number, but the Lord is faithful and confirmed and says, no, it was over 38. It was 38 that he came down to heal. Hallelujah. And people were contacting me. And I said, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. We just believe. And every time we call to believe, you don't need to thank me. Just thank the Lord. We are serving of the Lord, and we come together by faith. Hallelujah. We've seen it. My brother and sister, for over 30 years, I've seen this. And the Lord has now never failed me, never failed our family. Hallelujah. Every time we have believed, he has done it. Thank you, Lord. He's not going to stop doing it now. He will continue, and we will continue in heaven. When we go in the rapture to heaven, we'll see the Lord there face to face, and we'll continue to see his miracle. Thank you, Lord, because much more miracle God spoke to me about. Thank you, Lord. The morning before yesterday morning, hallelujah, Jesus came to me to get me and to take me to our nation that he was going to, he showed me what his plan is for the nation. Hallelujah. And that is the nation of China, my brother and sister. Jesus took me to China, Asia, and showed me his plans for China, my brother and sister. I want to talk about China. Hallelujah, because I know also in Ezekiel 38, hallelujah, in Ezekiel 39 and 38 talks about China, God and May God. China is including of our army that's going to cross to Israel, my brother and sister, the bigger army in the last days. But the Lord Jesus showed me he has a plan for the CCP of China, the government of China, my brother and sister. The Lord has a plan for them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And it's a plan for good and not for evil, as the word of God says. Hallelujah. We can always trust the Lord in his plan because he knows exactly what he's doing, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. The Bible talks about Asia, China. Paul says in Acts 16:6, Paul and Silas went through the region of Phrygia, Galatia, because the Holy Spirit kept them from speaking the word in the province of Asia. And there was a reason why Paul at this time could not go to Asia, but he did end up going to Asia afterward. But in this time, he did not go there, my brother and sister, because just as it is today in China, great persecution, so it was back in the time of Paul, my brother and sister. That persecution, according to what I research online, has been there, hallelujah, for a long time. I look up on Google, hallelujah, and I found this government page of China that says the freedom of religious freedom condition in China continued to deteriorate. The communist Chinese government had created a high-tech surveillance state utilizing facial recognition, artificial intelligence to monitor and harass Christians. Hallelujah. They are persecuting the church in China, the Christian, my brother and sister. But this is nothing new. This is nothing new. This has been going on for a long time, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So the Holy Spirit told Paul not to go to Asia because it was not the time yet. Acts 19:10. Continued for 2 years, so all the Jews of the Greek who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Paul did not give up because it was the plan of God, because there were many Jews in Asia, and God wanted to reach out to them. And the Apostle Paul, as he was using the brother, the sister, the church was beginning to grow so much through the Apostle Paul, my brother and sister, he had to go to Asia. Acts 19:22. So he went to all his helper, Timothy and Erastus, to Macedonia, while he stayed longer in the province of Asia. Paul stayed there, approached, preached to those people because he wanted to reach out to them. God had a plan to save those people. Verse 26, so, and you see that in here, what this man Paul has done, he has won over a large crowd, hallelujah, that follow him not only in Ephesus, but also through the province of Asia. He tells the people that God made He tells the people that the God made human are not gods, my brother and sister. So Paul was preaching the truth. And the reason is because in Asia, there are 32 gods, major, what they call eternal God, that they believe. They believe that. And Paul knew this. So Paul had to tell them that he was just human. He went to tell them, my brother and sister, that there was only one God, and so they have belief. So God for many years has been dealing with China, with Asia, in the country of Asia, reaching out to them, my brother and sister, to save them, because God knew from the beginning what they stand on, and it's false teaching, false belief, believing in false God, my brother and sister. But his gospel, hallelujah, is powerful enough. Acts 19:31, even some officials who were from the province of Asia and who were Paul's friends sent messengers to urge him not to risk going into the thereafter. Hallelujah. Paul was being warned, but that was not going to stop the Apostle Paul because he knew what God wanted. God wanted to save people. My brother and sister, the church in Asia is the most persecuted church ever. There are Christians dying in China almost every day, my brother and sister. And that's been from the beginning. Persecution, religious persecution, especially against the Christians, have always been there. They do not accept other belief by the government, by the CCP. But God, Jesus, showed me. Hallelujah. He took me there in the spirit. As I followed the Lord in the spirit, we went to the government of the CCP. We went into this room, my brother and sister, that it was darkened, but then it was light. It had a large table, my brother and sister, with many, many chairs, many, many other people there. The CCP, hallelujah, the government of China, has been starting the U.S. for many years, my brother and sister. And everything the U.S. has been doing, they've been studying because they want to be prosperous. My brother and sister, and this team of people where Jesus took me to, as I noticed, my brother and sister, it's like they've been studying, the government of China has separated to study religion, to study why America religion makes them so prosper, my brother and sister. And one of them who's been studying America and the religion of America, Christianity, hallelujah, praise the Lord, as he's studying Christianity, he opened his heart and received Jesus. The Lord says, look what I'm going to do, Jesus said to me. I'm going to make the CCP radical. I'm going to make the church, hallelujah, in China, the government, radical. I'm going to save people among them that will be radical. They will preach my gospel. And they will send people to the four corners of the earth to preach my gospel. I will do this, Jesus says to me. As I'm watching and the Lord is speaking to me, thank you, Lord, I saw the man coming into the room and began to speak in Chinese as the Lord was translating to me. Thank you, Lord. The Lord was giving me the understanding as he was speaking English or Spanish, my brothers and sisters. And this man said to them there, I find out the secret of America. It is Christianity. But he said, it's not a religion as we thought it was. It is a real personal relationship with Jesus Christ, with God, with the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want to experience, hallelujah, what America have experienced, raise your hand with me right now and receive Jesus as your Lord, as your personal Savior. And I saw when those men and women, he said, stand with me right now and raise your hand toward heaven.
and confess Jesus right now as your Lord and Savior. And as he raised his hand, hallelujah, and they raised their hand, he says, pray with me this prayer. And he says, Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And they began to pray this prayer with him. And as they began to pray the prayer with me, I saw the power of Jesus going to them. He was covered under the power of the Lord. And they began to be covered under the power of Jesus. And they began, hallelujah, to be baptized by the Lord right at that moment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And they were saying to him, you are right. This is power. Hallelujah. Their God is real. This God is personal. I can feel his presence. I can feel him in my life. I can feel him changing me. Thank you, Lord. Jesus right there next to me, hallelujah, telling me, look what I'm going to do, and I'm going to change into being radical. Hallelujah. They're going to send people from the CCP out into the nation to preach my gospel with power and anointing. Hallelujah. And as they began to grow in the Lord, it then began to make sure the Lord was showing me. Then the Lord changed me to the scene. Hallelujah. I don't know how much time has passed. But Jesus right there changed the scene and showed me when they had become mature, they had grown into the power of God. Hallelujah. He was changing the CCP. He was changing the government of China from the four corners, and the government cannot stop this. They were receiving the Lord. They were confessing the Lord because they were saying this is a secret of America. It is not a religion, but it's a personal relationship with God. Hallelujah, with the real God, with the person of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, and they began to anoint and pray for people and send them around the nation with great power and great anointing, like in the book of Acts. My brother and sister, I'm seeing this, hallelujah, and the power of the Lord was all over me there. As I'm enjoying seeing the power of God coming upon these people, being changed, being transformed, my brother and sister, as they were speaking in tongues, they were worshiping God. Thank you, Lord. They were thanking God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what he has done. And their life for opening their eyes, my brother and sister. And the Lord said their government will not be able to stop this. Thank you, Lord. This is something the Lord is doing, I believe, because of the prayer of the many righteous in China. Those that have been hiding, those that's been dying, that's been interceding for the country, for the government to be in change, Jesus Christ has a plan to change the government, to change them from the inside. Hallelujah. And his power cannot be stopped. There's no limitation to his power. Thank you, Lord. He's going to do this. This is coming. This is God's plan. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I believe this is going to change the world. This is going to change the nation. As they see men and women coming out of China with great power and great anointing coming around the world, preaching the gospel as the gospel of God. So when preaching, I thought this was part of the revival. I'm looking at the Lord is speaking to me, and the Lord is showing me this as he took me there. Hallelujah. And I thought this is part of the revival. The Lord has been speaking to me. He's bringing to this nation and the world, because he's bringing a mighty end-time revival. Last, hallelujah, rain that he promised, a last pouring of the Holy Spirit that he promised us, my brother and sister, that he's been speaking to us for years now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But he said this move, hallelujah, he's doing it for China that will go around the world. Thank you, Lord. There is a great movement of God coming. There is a great movement of the Holy Spirit. And God wants to get us ready. God wants to get us prepared, our heart, our life. This is where we cry. This is where we repent. This is where we seek out God, my brother and sister, in the 20 day of victory, because the Lord got a great plan for our life. He had great anointing to pour on our life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Many gifts. Hallelujah. He's going to pour upon those that are asking for gifts. Thank you, Lord. He was speaking to me last week. He was saying that we can go ahead, hallelujah. He said, go ahead and ask for gifts. I will give you the gift when you ask for them. Thank you, Lord. I knew that this fasting, he's going to give it in the 21-day victory, my brother and sister, gift that people need, that we need, hallelujah. He said, special anointing, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. He said that when he did his fasting, hallelujah, he walked in the gift and the anointing. And everyone in Jerusalem felt the power of God, felt the anointing, felt the special anointing, he's calling. Thank you, Lord. There's a special anointing, my brother and sister, available for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He called it special. Hallelujah. That word stuck with me. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But remember when he explained to me that you can only receive those gifts and anointing and wisdom through doing the fasting only with liquid, not with food. If you do it with food, you're not going to get those gifts, special anointing, and wisdom. Shalom, Sister Regina. Jesus explained this to me. So I have to explain it to you the way he explained it to me. Thank you, Lord, because some people may want to eat in between. But the Lord says, no, it has to be without food, just liquid. Thank you, Lord. And then he'll do it. Thank you, Lord. It's the way he said it is. Thank you, Lord. So I got to give it to you that way. So when Joshua called the people, hallelujah, into sanctification, hallelujah, he said, because the Lord is coming tomorrow. When you are expecting the Lord, you need to set your heart, your life for sanctification. Very important. It started in Leviticus and even earlier back to Jacob. But Leviticus 11:44, I am the Lord your God, and you should therefore sanctify yourself, and you should be holy, for I am holy. Neither should you defy yourself with any man as a creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And for this, people need to pray. Because there are people that eat alligator and all kinds of things, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. I believe those are part of the creeping things. You got to be careful. I also believe that part of the creeping thing is of the Bicene. There is blood of the creeping things in the Bicene. That's why people in the Great Tribulation are going to turn into a lot of these creeping things. Hallelujah. But the Lord said that thou shalt be holy, for I am holy. Neither you shall defile yourself. What is the first thing that if you inject with the Bicene, COVID-19 Bicene, and any of these boosters, you're going to defile yourself with the manner of the creeping things, because the manner will be the blood. The blood will be part of the manner. The God don't want us, hallelujah, to contaminate ourselves. So be very careful and keep yourself for the Lord, because people will tell you it's okay to take it, but it's not truth. You need to seek the Lord about this. Father has told me that those that will take it will not be part of his kingdom. It's a really complicated matter that I preach it, I speak it, but I'm also careful that I know it's complicated, because I know what Father has said, and Father's very serious about this. We need to be very careful, my brother and my sister. Leviticus 27, sanctify yourself therefore and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Second part is that he's our God, and that he's the one commanding us to be holy, to be separated. And that separation is unto the Lord, my brother and sister. He's the one that has chosen us from the world. You are in the world, but you're not of the world. Hallelujah. Because he has saved us. He has separated us. Number 11:18, and say unto the people, sanctify yourself against tomorrow. For you shall eat flesh. For you have wept in the year of the Lord, just to receive the meat that they were asking Moses for. Even for that, they were called to sanctify themselves. That means to sanctify themselves, to receive from the Lord. This is the part here. This is the part that we need to understand. What are you asking the Lord? In order for you to receive what you're asking the Lord, you need to sanctify yourself, my brother and sister. This is what Moses is telling the people here. They were going to eat flesh tomorrow. They were going to get meat finally. That was the prayer petition. Moses said, sanctify yourself against tomorrow. You see? Hallelujah. Get yourself ready to receive for the Lord. Very important, because a lot of people don't know this. Sanctify yourself. Joshua 3:5, again, to sanctify themselves again. Joshua 7:3, I've sanctified the people and say, sanctify yourself against tomorrow. For the Lord of Israel, there is a cursed thing in the midst of thee, of Israel, that cannot stand before thy enemy unto thee. Hallelujah, take away the accursed, hallelujah, thing from among you. Just to remove, to deal with anything accursed, to deal with any person that has to do with the accursed, you need to sanctify yourself. In other words, if you're going to go out, cast out demon, you need to sanctify yourself first. I shared this for many years. I had a brother one day, I shared a testimony. We were doing ministry. And there were people in the prison with demons, many demons. And hallelujah, one of them had asked if we could cast out the demon from him. And at the moment I was doing a Bible study in the part of the church. There were two rooms in the church. In the second part I was doing the Bible study. The Lord has given me a word to share. And the other brother was doing the deliverance in the other room. And the brother comes to me and said, "Brother Obi, come. Hallelujah. And let's cast out this demon." And I said, "Brother, hallelujah," because I knew it was not the right moment yet. I knew that I needed to sanctify ourselves into fasting and prayer before we did. But they didn't believe like I believe. And I was standing on the word because I have read this word for over 30 years. My brother and sister, and this is what the Lord wants. Hallelujah. This is how the Lord had led me. And I said, "Brother, not yet. Wait. Thank you, Lord. Shalom, Sister Wendy." And the brother went to cast out the demon. But this brother had legion in him. And the demon lifted the chair and pushed them, all of them, to the floor. And they could not control the demon. And they were rebuking the demon in the name of the Lord. But the legion was not leaving. And it was speaking back to them, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. And while I was doing the class, brother comes around and said, "Brother, oh, we come. We really need your help." The situation was not under control. Hallelujah. And I said, "Let me pray." And I began to pray. And I began to repent. And I began to call upon the Lord. Hallelujah. In that very moment. Hallelujah. To let the Lord lead me what to do. And the Lord led me to go back and rebuke the demon. My brother insisted. And while this demon was out of control, I came close and I ordered the demon to be still and not move. Hallelujah. That he will be powerless. And the man became, my brother and sister, hallelujah, powerless under the power of God. Because the power of God had come over me, my brother and sister. Oh, glory be to the Lord and unto me. When I ordered the demon, the legion, my brother and sister became powerless. And I was able to rebuke the demon out of this man. My brother and sister, cast it out. Hallelujah. They wanted to hold him back. I said, don't hold him. Don't worry. God is here. Hallelujah. And rebuked them, fell to the floor. Thank you, Lord. Pray over him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I didn't do it to put them to shame. It was to teach them the way of the Lord. We need to sanctify ourselves. We need to seek direction from the Lord. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I told them, look, this was not to offend you. I apologized to them. I said, look, this was not done. This is for you to learn the way of the Lord, that his word is very clear and says how we should go about doing anything in this life and the life to come. Jesus has said to me that everything that is about this life and the life to come, it's in his word. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. And the Lord can teach us his way. Oh, glory be to him, my brother and sister. And this man became, hallelujah, free. Hallelujah. And filled, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. And baptized in tongue, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God glorify himself because everything is for the glory of God. So God's going to do something amazing with China. God is going to change the CCP, my brother and sister. God is going to change them. Because they've been coming against his people. Benjamin is of the Lord. But Jesus did not come to kill, steal, and destroy, or condemn, as he said. The devil came to kill, steal, and destroy. And Jesus did not come to condemn, but he came to save them. And that they may have life, an abundant life. The plan of Jesus for them is to save them, to set them free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, and to bring them into his kingdom. To make them part of his kingdom and to use them for his glory, my brother and sister, because he's going to use them for his glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And that should give us joy. That should lead us to pray and intercede for them because God's going to do something mighty among the Chinese, my brother and sister. Yes, there will be a time, according to Ezekiel 38, that they will rise, Ezekiel 39, against his people, Israel. Hallelujah. But God has a mighty plan for them that we can trust the Lord. Act 20:18. And when they were with him, Hallelujah. He said to them, you know that I spent all my time with you from the first day as I arrived in the province of Asia. Paul visited Asia. And Asia was so difficult. It always been difficult in China and those countries to preach the gospel because of the persecution. Hallelujah. Japan is the same. It's very hard to preach the gospel. But God is leading people there to preach the gospel, my brother and sister, because God has a plan to save them. Acts 21:27, and when the 7 days were almost over, the Jew from the province of Asia saw Paul in the temple courtyard, and they stirred up the whole crowd and grabbed Paul. You see the persecution that came against Paul? That same persecution is happening today in China. It's happening to them in this country. Hallelujah. You've seen today in South Korea. Hallelujah. Has the government declared martial law? My brother and sister, this morning. Hallelujah. That is persecution because that would affect the Christian. They won't be able to do service until, even though the parliament declared, came against his martial law. He says he was going to remove it. I don't believe he started removing it yet. I said to my wife, he said he's going to, but he haven't said he will or he's done it. So martial law is still in place. My brother and sister, that's persecution coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I talked about South Korea, how the North, because I heard a prophecy, will join, the South is going to join the North. We've seen the problem they've been having with the U.S. because they want to deal with China. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, hallelujah. Persecution is all over the world. Hallelujah. But the Lord can change everything. Acts 24:19, but some Jews from the province of Asia were there. They should be here in front of you to accuse me if they have anything against me. This is Paul speaking to them. Thank you, Lord. In 1 Corinthians 16:19, greeting the church of the province of Asia, greet you, Aquila and Prisca, the church that meet in their house, send a warm Christian greeting. Look how long they've been meeting in their house in China and in Asia, my brother and sister, because there are many countries there. Since the time of the Apostle Paul, they've been meeting in their homes. They've been hiding their belief. They've been hiding. But that had not stopped the gospel from being preached. The Lord told me he has a plan for China. He has a plan to set them free. Hallelujah. And he will stir up. He will make them radical, he says. Radical for him. And they will go out and preach his gospel. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I heard many years people say, oh, you cannot, don't be radical, Brother Elvie. When I heard the Lord speaking to me that he's going to make the people in China radical, I'm like, Lord, I'm looking at the Lord like, Lord, radical. That word I was told many years that I should not, you know, because when he said it, I'm thinking, whoa. I didn't know the Lord would use the word radical. But Jesus loved the word radical. And that's being radical on fire for him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So that word now is part of my vocabulary since the Lord spoke it back to me. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians 1:8. Brother and sister, we don't want you to be ignorant about the suffering we experienced in the province of Asia. And it was so extreme, because it's been like this for many years, that it was beyond our ability to endure, Paul saying to the church. We even wonder if we can go on living, close to being dead, to dying. But God, in his mercy, had a plan to save them, my brother and sister. And we see, thank you, Lord, what God did. Hallelujah. What then? God kept the Apostle Paul, and God kept many of the Jews, my brother and sister, that accompany him. Thank you, Lord. But he preached the gospel. There were many people saved in Asia, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. God used them for his glory. Hallelujah, because the plan of God is salvation. Peter 1:1, Peter, apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's chosen people who are temporarily residing in the world and scattered through the province of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Hallelujah. He mentions Asia. Even the apostle Peter mentions Asia in his letter to the churches, my brother and sister. God had a plan from the beginning for China, for them, my brother and sister. And his plan, he's going to bring forward. God cannot fail. And here's the final word for Asia. Revelation 1:4. From John to the seven churches of the province of Asia. Goodwill And peace be from the one who is and the one who was and the one who is to come from the seven spirit who are in front of his throne. Message sent to the seven churches of Asia, my brother and sister, because Paul went to all those places. Now, when you begin the book of Job, the Bible tells you about Job, my brother and sister. Many years I looked it up and I said, wait a minute, I got to look this up. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said there was a man named Job that lived in Uz, who was a man in integrity, who was decent, and fear God, and stay away from evil. And he has seven sons and three daughters, owned 7,000 sheep and gold, 3,000 camel, 1,000 asses, 700 donkey, and large number of servants, who was among the influential person in the Middle East, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And when I looked over, I started from where the Bible is referring Job that he went from. Many believe it was China, my brother and sister. And I'm like, I had never imagined that he would be a shiny man, my brother and sister. That someone that will fear God, that kept himself from God. He could have been Chinese, he could have been a Jew living in China. My brother, either way. Only God knows. Well, when I meet him in heaven, when we meet him in heaven in the rapture, we won't know. If he was Chinese, he's going to look Chinese. Okay, but if he was a Jew from Asia, then it was a Jew living in China. My brother insisted. But this man feared God, had an integrity life for God. My brother insisted. And the Bible talks about this great man Job, but you will never think that he was located in China. Because I looked it over, and I looked up the history, it pointed to China. That's the belief of many, my brother insisted. And it never crossed my mind. Thank you, Lord. But God is good. And God has a plan with the nation, with his people, to save them. He told me that he has some of his people in the CCP in China. There are some of his people who fear him, Jesus spoke to me. I was very surprised. I didn't know this. I didn't know this. Even if pastors or preachers would have told me this, I would be like, huh. But he says there are some of his in there, and the Lord knows the heart, my brother and sister. He is going to cause a great shaking. He's going to turn them radical, Jesus says, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I believe there are some people that do that. There was some family from California that were doing that. I don't know if they still are doing it, my brother and sister. But Sister Novia from Colombia, she does translation almost in every language. She knows how to use it very well, and she goes do it in French and German and many other languages, my brother and sister, Portuguese, from Portugal. And she translated it into all these languages, and the testimony from heaven had gone there, and people contact me. And I had to use Google Translator to speak back to them, because they think I speak Portuguese or I speak French or any of those languages, German. And I'm like, no, I'm in the U.S. I speak English and Spanish. That's it. Okay? And like, oh, I thought you were from here because your message are coming here in our language. My brother and sister, amazing the thing that God can do. And there was a family who sent them in Korea to Korea. A lot of the message had gone into North Korea, even though the government has been blocking them. We had a group in North Korea, about 17, that would listen to the Lord's Hour when they could, because some of them will have to kind of hack, ethical hack, online to be able to listen to the Lord's Hour. Hallelujah. So that to me is like amazing. They had contacted me from North Korea, an email message years ago, that they would listen to the Lord's Hour, and God touched them, God ministered to them through the Lord's Hour, and that's amazing to me. Thank you, Lord. I know in this 21-day victory, God is going to reach out to the nation. Hallelujah. The Lord, I believe this message will go to China. The testimony tonight is going to go to China. I'm going to make sure I put in China in the message. Hallelujah. So some of the Chinese people can listen and hear God has a plan for their government, the CCP. God is going, hallelujah, to change them, to make them radical, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Yes, they are Communist Party, and they've been against religion. But God has not rejected them, my brother and sister. God has not forsaken those that are crying out for the government of China to be changed, to be transformed by the power of God. God has a plan to change them. God has a plan to transform them, my brother and sister. And we got to join them in prayer. We got to believe. They're using artificial intelligence to monitor the Christian, to limit them on what they can do. Hallelujah. But our God, thank you, Lord, is greater. Our God is mightier. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The CCP has so much influence. There's a Chinese Communist Party. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, has a plan to change them and to send many of them through the world for the gospel to go out in power, my brother and sister. We know that President Xi Jinping, has been against the gospel. But God's going to change people around him. That's going to make him, hallelujah, not be able to stop the gospel from going around the world. My brother and sister, listen to what God said to the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 2. When God was speaking through the prophet to his people Israel and their sin, this is what the Lord said. This is from the Word of God translation. The Lord your God have abandoned your people in the descendants of Jacob, because they are filled with the influence of the Eastern influence. The Chinese people have begun to influence Israel. Isaiah was telling the people, my brother and sister, in Isaiah chapter 2. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And Isaiah said they are fortune teller, like the Philistine. Look how he compares them, fortune telling. And we know this is what China is about, my brother and sister. Their cookies and so many other things is about fortune telling. My brother, telling the hallelujah, thank you, Lord, the fortune of our people, which is that is witchcraft. That is witchcraft, and that's what it is about. But God says to the people of Israel when they were joining the Chinese back then in the time of Isaiah, Lord, you God have abandoned your people, the descendants of Jacob, because they are filled with the Eastern influence, Chinese. They are fortune teller like the Philistine. He's giving you the fortune teller as a key for you to know that he's specifically speaking about this. Because the Chinese for many years has been known about being fortune tellers. They are fortune telling like the Philistine. They make deal with foreigners. Chinese are always make deal with foreigners. Their land is filled with silver and gold. Yes, for a long time. Watch another clue he's going to give us. There is no end to their treasure. Another key. They're always seeking to accumulate treasure. Even their economy is so powerful, and it's surpassing the U.S. economy, and like in the market, and the money that they're making now, they still continue to make more. The land is filled with horses back then, yes, and there's no end to their chariot. They always had a large army, my brother and sister. But here's another key Isaiah gave us to know he's speaking about the Chinese. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. But you'll hear what God's going to have to say about them. Their land is filled with idols. Yes. They're also known as having many idols, like the Philistine back then, my brother and sister. Chinese, this is one of the specialty. I don't think you can find a nation like China that has that many idols, my brother, specifically. Their land is filled with idols, okay? And they worship that their hands have shapes. This is, they're known also for this. There's an island, I believe, north of China, so I didn't think about that island, where people, because the Chinese government went in there, the people there walk on their knees right when they enter the land. Okay, so you know he's talking about China, and they have shapes marking in their hand all over their body. Hallelujah. My brother insisted. And what their finger has molded.
Exactly.
People got molded finger because they walk on their fingers like a dog, like an animal, all the way to the temple of those gods to worship them, north of China. My brother insisted. So you know that everything is biblical. Everything is in the Word. People will be brought down. Yes, they've been brought down. Everyone will be humble. Their leader, I'm trying to think about their leader, came actually to visit Boston, Massachusetts at one time when we were there. And many famous came from Hollywood and different places to Boston to meet with that leader. Then he later visited California. He's well known from that island north of China. My brother and sister, I can't think of the name right now, and it's not important right now. It's just know that it's pointing to China. So their land is filled with idols. They worship what their hand has shaped, God that shape, and also has shape in their body, and what their finger has molded. Okay? They made those idols. They're made by the hand of man. People will be brought down. Everyone will be humble. Do not forgive them. Forgive them. My brother insisted. Hallelujah. Verse 10. Go among the rock and hide on the ground because of the Lord's terrifying presence and the honor of his majesty. Because when the Lord's going to take vengeance, when the Lord is going to do something, he is the best that people can do. Hide. Hide. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. I did this in heaven. Remember when the Lord called a prophet, we were in front of the, first of all, when the Lord brought me to heaven, we were in the Ark of Noah. My brother insisted. I remember people saying down here that the Ark of Noah was down here on the earth, somewhere in Turkey and all that. I could never believe that. Then the Lord, when he took me to heaven, I was walking with Jesus in the Ark of Noah in heaven. And just with the measurement Jesus gave Noah, and all that, there was the ark. I was walking on the ark in heaven. It is in heaven. Okay? Like the garden of Adam and Eden is in heaven also. I also been there. Okay? And I was walking with Jesus in the ark. We crossed from part of the ark to the other side. And Jesus began to call a prophet, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and them. And when they were all gathering in group next to me, I bowed my head and I was running away. Like the Lord's telling the people, hide in the rock. And Jesus called me and said, Elvie, where do you think you're going? Pull back there. Stand there, Elvie. And hallelujah. Because I didn't want to be counted among them. Those prophets in heaven are so holy, so righteous. I've seen them. I have met them more than twice already, my brother and sisters. And thank you, Lord. I believe Adam is the first man and first woman. When I saw Adam and I saw Eve, Jesus was walking with me. I saw a man and a woman that the Lord said they were not raised. A lot of Jewish people say that Adam and Eve was the first Jew that God had made. Hey, I'm not going to argue with them. I got great respect and honor for the Jewish people, and I'm not going to argue with them in that regard. But they were the first man and first woman that God had made. I believe, my brother and sister, in the garden. And hallelujah, praise the Lord, I saw them. And they were naked right before me. The Lord blotted out their private parts so I would not see them. But they were naked. I just know that Adam was a man over 7 feet, and so was Eve, my brother and sister. I heard someone say many years ago, people that really go into deep studying of the Word, the history of the Word, because you got the Bible and you got the history of the Bible, and then you got the testimony of the prophet. That most of the Jewish have those, even the testimony of all the high priests and kings they have that we don't have. And that's part of the information that they have more than us, the Gentiles, because that's how we're known. The Jewish people have all these rabbi books, libraries of books of all these different high priests and rabbis that we don't have, that they wrote back then since the time of Aaron. My brother insisted. How many writing of Aaron we have? Well, we only have what Moses wrote about Aaron in our Bible, but we don't have his own writing. So you see, the Jewish people have so much information. my brother and sister, the testimony. And how can we say that what Aaron wrote was not of God when Aaron walked with God and had the Spirit of God in him? You see the difference? My brothers and sisters, I respect the Jewish people a lot, and I'm not going to criticize him for that. I used to listen to a rabbi that talks about all these things. I have great respect for him. My brothers and sisters, you can see that I get email from Israel every week, almost every day, and they share with me, like Messianic Bible, how the Jewish people are coming to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I become a Messianic rabbis, you know, disciples of the Lord, as they're receiving Jesus as their Messiah. And it's happening more and more every day. And I'm supporting that work from the Lord Tower. I give part of donation to them, my brother and sister. I'm supporting the poor, the widow, as the Lord command. And I'm also supporting this mighty work of God that is being done in Israel every day, reaching out to these people. The Lord is very pleased with what is being done there. When I asked the Lord about this organization, the Lord let me know he's very pleased. Very, very pleased. Hallelujah. Very important we understand this. Hallelujah. And support it. And that's what we do every week. When I get donation, I send support to those people. My brother and sister, the poor, and to them, because I know they need it to continue this work. And a lot of the message that we have received has been, they're surprised how many are coming to the Lord. And that's important. And we are supporting that. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord, for that. So, go among the rock and hide on the other ground because of the Lord's terrifying presence, and, hallelujah, and the honor of the majesty. Verse 11. The eyes of the arrogant, because this is where the CCP is, but God has a plan for them. You need to understand, the CCP is very arrogant. Because they think of what they have conquered in all these past years. God said that the eyes of the regular people will be humble. And when God humbles you, it's not to destroy you necessarily, but to save you, to change you, to transform you. Hallelujah. Because God, the Bible says in Isaiah, share his spirit with the humble. My brother and sister. So the arrogant will be humble. High and mighty people will be brought down. God has a plan for the Chinese and many other nations. And the day the Lord alone will be honored, the work of God, for his own honor, for his own praise. My brother and sister, God has a plan with the CCP of China. Verse 12, the Lord of armies will have his day, hallelujah, against all that are arrogant and conceive. And all that are proud and self, they will be humble. Thank you, Lord. And that's what God will do to the CCP. He will humble them, but to save them. Not, hallelujah, not just to destroy them, as many people think, but to save them. Thank you, Lord. Verse 13, against all the towering and the mighty city of the Lebanon, and all the yoke of Bashan, against all the high mountain and all the lofty hill, against every high tower and every fortified wall. The wall of China is fortified. It's a wall respected today. When you say which one is one of the greater walls, immediately people say the wall of China. Verse 16, against all the last ship of Tarsi, my brother and sister, and all the beautiful boats. China is making beautiful boats, beautiful carrier. I'm signed up to a China there that informed me of what they're making. In these past weeks and months, China is coming out with amazing carrier, which they believe are more advanced than the U.S., my brother, beautiful. But they are in the Bible also. These beautiful boats are in the Bible, my brother insisted. Verse 17, the arrogant people will be brought down. High, mighty people will be humble. And the day the Lord alone will be honored, the idol will disappear completely, God says. Their idol will disappear completely. You see what God can do? My brother and sister, God has a plan to make the idols of China, the world to disappear completely. My brother and sister, only the Lord can do this. We see this back in Jerusalem when God called certain men to come into office, that they remove all the idols of Israel. This was put in their heart before they came into office when they were young, the Lord working with them like he did with David and Solomon. And God, through David, removed all the idols of Jerusalem, all the high places, he broke it down. God will do the same thing with China, the CCP. He will remove all their idols. Look at the word, completely. Not one will be left, my brother and sister. Isn't that awesome? Isn't God awesome? Thank you, Lord. You see, if China would have gone and worked with the U.S. for Taiwan, we would not see the great movement of God coming up. It would have not been the same. So many would have died. But that's why we need to pray and say, Lord, please pray for China. When I pray for China, I pray for India also. Two of the largest, over a billion people each of citizens they have. So I always include them, my brother and sister, in prayer. And pray for North Korea and South Korea also. Hallelujah. Because God has a plan with them. Continue to pray for Taiwan, that God will make Taiwan continue to save people and make them radical for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 19. People will go into cave in the rock, into hole in the ground, because the Lord terrifies in presence and honor and majesty when he rises to terrify the earth. Ha, 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 ha. Who can stop the Lord when he rises? And when the Lord rises over China, over Taiwan, over North Korea, when the Lord rises over this nation with a terrifying presence, my brother and sister, some are going to hide, the Lord says, in the ground. Some are going to hide in the rock and cave in the rock, hole in the ground. Why? Because of the Lord's terrifying presence. His power. Power is mighty. And when he rises, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He rises to terrify the earth. He's going to do this. He's going to do this. Remember that in 7 years, he's coming back, hallelujah, with all his mighty angel, his mighty army, and starting a 1,000-year years race with Christ, reign with Christ, 1,000 years, and 7 more years after the church is gone, after the church disappear. The church is about to disappear from the earth. The church is about to be in going home. And after that, 7 more years, and the Lord comes back with his terrifying presence. I remember visiting the earth when before Jesus came. The Lord had me come back and comfort the people that was waiting for his second coming. I went home in the rest of the pasture as the Lord promised. Then I came back in my glorified body. And when I came back, the brothers and sisters that was waiting said, Brother Elvie, what are you doing here? You left for the church. And I said to them, I'm here to comfort you with words. And the people said, Brother Elvie, come in front of us and give us the word that you have. And they said, Brother Elvie, you said that Jesus will come back after 7 years. And I said, yes, that's what Daniel 12 says. But how come he had not come back? There's been 7 years already, Brother Elvie. How come Jesus is not back yet? You said 7 years. And I said, but there was something you forgot about part of my Bible study, that Daniel talks about 3.5 years and 3.5 years plus more days. And everyone's standing there like, wow. And I said, let's wait those few days that Daniel talks about. And as we were waiting and praying for the Lord's protection, as I was encouraging them, do not dismay. Don't think the Lord is going to break his promise, because the Lord is faithful. Remember, we were on the earth and we preached to you, and Jesus raptured us to heaven. We've been away for what, 7 years? February, yes. Hallelujah. What is a few more days or weeks away? Let's wait for the Lord. And we were praying. And we were together. When the cloud broke that light that cannot be stopped by any storm, that cannot be stopped by any darkness, that cannot be stopped by any power of the devil, cannot be stopped by any demon or anything known to man, to creation. Hallelujah. And he broke through that cloud. Hallelujah. And the darkness began to run. The darkness began to dissipate under the power of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we were standing, and I fell on my knees on the ground. Hallelujah. The power was overwhelming. Thank you, Lord. I could not even get up. None of us can even stand or get up under the mighty power of Jesus, because he's coming with great glory. The Bible says in Matthew 24, in great power. Thank you, Lord. As he broke through the sky, he broke through the cloud. Thank you, Lord. I saw when he ordered his angel to apprehend those demons and principalities of the air. Hallelujah. And they went out. The angel, by the order of Jesus, were changed. Hallelujah. And when they began to bound those demons, they began to arrest them, to lock them up unto the great judgment, those that will be judged in the great judgment. Hallelujah. And the Lord was like, okay, now it's for me to do mine. And he comes to apprehend the false prophet and the Antichrist and the false prophet to throw my life into the lake that won't be fire and brimstone. And it was like the devil wanted to run and hide anywhere in hell that the Lord may not grab him. But no, the Lord planned this, like, no, leave Lucifer to me. Let me lock him up. Leave him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. But Michael, the mighty angel, hallelujah, I know he's going to send. I remember Gigi Avila sharing that one of his testimony. The Lord showed him Michael in heaven with a great chain in his hand walking to and fro saying, hallelujah, I'm going to apprehend him. As soon as we go down, I'm going to chain him. Put a great chain in him and lock him up in the bottomless pit. That's in hell. My brother, he cannot escape, my brother and sister. He's going to be locked up for 1,000 years. He's going to lose his thunder, the Antichrist and the false prophet. They're going to the lake of fire. They're going to be burning, waiting for him. My brother and sister, this is about to happen. This is so close right now, because as soon as the trumpet for the rapture goes off and the church gets lifted up to heaven, that's it. 7 years left. That's it. No more. You can start the clock. You can. There were brothers like me who had calendar, who had clocks, calendar mostly, because on paper, some on paper were marking the months and the years, and they were showing it to me. Look, Brother Elby, since the church got raptured, from that very moment, when we marked 1 year after that, second year, third year, 4 year, 5 year, six, seven. Right now, look, Brother Elby, right now it's a seven. Okay, the Lord brought me back. I have visited the Great Tribulation many times. I'm going to. But the Lord brought me back to visit him right at the 7 years of the Great Tribulation. The earth looked empty. Very few people still left. Very few homes. I mean, practically everything was destroyed everywhere. I mean, destroyed. The nuclear weapon had hit the earth practically everywhere. Because that's what's going to happen. Chemical weapons. I mean, if you were there, you were in pain. I can see these brothers, although God had protected them, had gone through a very painful situation. As Father says to me, that if they call upon him, if they pray to him and trust him, he will protect them. You want the hand of God protecting you, because Jesus is King. Jesus is Lord of Lords. And anyone who stay behind, the Lord can protect them. But you must call upon the name of the Lord. You must sanctify yourself. You must keep yourself through the horror, difficult time that humanity is going to go through. I think it's better to live in a cave or in the rock during that time. Although the earth is going to shake, mighty tsunami, 1,000-foot tsunami that I've seen all over the U.S., nothing will escape from tsunami, mighty earthquake, and nuclear weapons and all that. But I imagine there will be better places than that, my brother and sister. But those things are coming. Those things are coming. Hallelujah, because it's in the Word of God. And they must happen. But God can keep his own. Whoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's in the word of God, very clear. Keep that in your heart. Preach it to the people. Let your family know, hallelujah, that they can call upon the name of the Lord, and the Lord will save them. The Lord is faithful. The Lord can keep his promise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let me keep reading. Hallelujah. Verse 20. And on that day, people will throw to the malls and to the baths the silver and gold of idols that they have made for themselves to worship. Hallelujah. You know, when you read the mall, the baths, you might think it's so insignificant. But there are people that are going to turn into bats. And they're going to be stalking people. Remember the stalking bird? Atana Seneca? Bison? And they're going to be stalking people, bats, like bats. Hallelujah. Sister saw her father in the Great Tribulation turn into a bat. My brother and sister, her father, who took the Bison, she saw him turning into a bat. People are going to turn into bats and other things. Other things, my brother and sister. More, I'm starting to think what more is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But people are going to be turning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Oh, it is an animal. Thank you, Lord. Moles are mammal. Adapted to the subterranean life. Okay. They look like squirrel. I'm trying to think. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Supposedly they're harmless, but it looks like they're going to be aggressive, my brother and sister. If people are throwing their money to them, okay, they are not contagious. They should not hurt. Okay. More can last as long as 50 years from reading online. So the animals, and it looks like if they use their blood, put it into the bison, there might be people turning into more, as it will be people turning into bats. When that sister shared with me that her father, she saw her father turn into a bat and flying and speaking to her. You see that some by seeing like the Moderna, the Pfizer vaccine, people can still keep their mind and their understanding, even though they turn into beasts, my brother and sister. But you see what God said, that those things contaminate people. Okay, as we were reading in the verse earlier. So we have to keep ourselves away from this vaccine. Now, the Lord also showed me because of the second virus, they're going to come up with another vaccine. I heard them telling the people, they were saying, but the vaccine that we took and the boost and all that, is that going to help against this new virus? They say, no, you got to take another one. And so they already have it. The Lord allowed me to heal them, took me to hear. Okay, they are going to, my brother and sister, they are going to release another vaccine, which I believe could be much worse. I don't know what the new vaccine is going to turn people into in the Great Tribulation. But if people are already seeing people turning into bats, alligator, I'm not sure. I will have to, I believe I heard someone saying there will be people turning like into dinosaurs. Some kind of animal back in, that were carnivorous back in the dinosaur age. Because they had, people thought that they were looking for DNA of dinosaur, even in insects or animals. And it was not necessarily for that. It was for the evil agenda that they have, that they've been doing all these studies. And all that is going to be, all this that we're talking about, now it may not make any sense. But when the Great Tribulation begins, all these things are going to make sense. Like right now, we're reading. On that day, people will throw to the mall and the bat silver and gold idols that they have made. My brother and sister, the idol and the money is going to be useless. Why are they throwing it to the? It could be a way of defending themselves. Hallelujah. And knowing now that these things are evil, the moles in the back are going to be evil. Because bats, if people turn into bats, they're going to be bloodthirsty. They turn into moles, they're going to be bloodthirsty. They're going after people. And whatever people have on their hand could be money or anything, they're going to throw it against them. It's going to be such a difficult time, the Great Tribulation. Verse 21, they will go into caves in the rocks, into the crack of the cliffs, because of the Lord's terrifying presence and honors and majesty. Hallelujah. When he rises, hallelujah, to terrify the earth. Hallelujah. So the Lord is going to come with such a mighty presence, such a great glory, the Bible says in Matthew 24, that people are going to hide. But I don't know that in hiding is they're going to be safe, because the Lord is coming to establish 1,000 years. Now, someone tried telling me, a pastor was telling me, I don't know if it's from a vision or a revelation, because some people get different vision or revelation, that they saw that before the Lord came, they saw people on the earth. There were countries. There were still a lot of people. And they said that when the Lord came to establish his kingdom, those people began to be in part of the Lord. I just heard the Lord said, no, thank you, Lord. Vampires, yes. I saw vampire flying, witches flying in the Great Tribulation. They cannot hide themselves anymore. You can practically see them in the daylight doing so. So things that they do now in the hidden daylight. Thank you, Lord. Sorry, Lord, for repeating what someone else says, post-teaching. I'm sorry, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the Lord let me know. No. Verse 22, stop trusting people. Their life is in the nostril. How can they be worth anything? In other words, the moment they die, that's it. The moment they stop breathing, that's it. And the people that they're trusting, their life is in the nostril. Okay? Thank you, Lord. So you can imagine, my brother and sister, even whatever animal they change, they'll breed. But I noticed that when I was being chased by werewolf in the Great Tribulation, I made stake, like in the movie, and put it through the heart, and they were dropping like dead to the floor. They became powerless when I put a stake through the heart, through the chest, my brother and sister. I really believe that, hallelujah, and that's a good question, Mo, because you don't think that they say that they're not even that bad, but the Lord, my brother and sister, knows everything. First Samuel 16:5, he said, peacefully I have come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourself and come with me. So sacrifice. He sanctified Jesse and his son and called them to the sacrifice. This was the high priest Samuel. My brother and sister, called Jesse, his family, his sons, before they anointed the king for Israel, which will be David. He called them to sanctify themselves. Even Samuel followed this leading of the Lord to call the people before they even chosen someone. So if you want someone to be baptized by the Lord in tongue, whatever it is, whatever gift you ask him to prophesy, for healing, for miracle, hold them to sanctify themselves. Hold them to the fasting. Call them to the fasting, my brother and sister. Tell them to fast. Okay, a week, 2 weeks, 21 days, 23 days, 30 days, 40 days, and watch the Lord do so. Some people, in a full day fasting, they receive tongues, the gift of tongues. In 3 days, they receive the gift of tongues. 7 days, they receive it. But call them to sanctify themselves, separate themselves for the fasting. Now, in Isaiah 58, you hear God calling the people for the same. Thank you, Lord. Let me keep reading. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So sanctify themselves. Now, let me continue here with Samuel before I go to the other verses. And it came to pass that they had come, and he looked Eliah and said, surely the Lord anointed is before him. This is what Samuel thought. But the Lord said to Samuel, look not at his countenance or on the height of his stature, because he had refused him. For the Lord see not as men see. For men look on the outward appearance, but the Lord look at the heart. So that sanctifying is important, because the Lord looks at the heart. And when you sanctify yourself, you're looking for the Lord to cleanse you inward first and outward. You see? You're seeking for the cleansing. What does Matthew says about the pure heart? Blessed are the pure heart. Matthew 5:8, so they will see God. That's the God revealing himself to their life when they sanctify themselves. when they ask for the heart to be pure. So if someone's asking for a gift, their heart may not be ready. So they need to fast and pray for the Lord to cleanse the heart, to sanctify himself, to receive the gift. You may want the Lord to just do it now, but the Lord's looking at the heart. The Lord's looking at the heart. And out of all David's brothers, none of them had a pure heart but David. Because when God said that David had a heart like God, it has to be pure because God's heart is pure. See what I'm saying? So when you call someone and you say, and someone said, brother or sister, I want to receive the gifts of tongues. I want to receive the gift of prophecy. Go into fasting and pray, ask the Lord to sanctify your heart, sanctify your life, to cleanse your heart for impurity. How did David in Psalm 53, I believe it is, saw the pure heart? Create within me, O Lord, a pure heart. You see what I'm saying? David sought them, and God filled David with his spirit, my brother and sister. So you follow the same that God had taught his people from the beginning. You don't change it, because in the last day, there's a lot of people changing that. Oh, please understand. Thank you, Lord. How God leads people to do things. So then Jesse called a member of that and made him pass before Samuel. He said, neither had the Lord chosen his. Amen. Then Jesse, so that means if he neither chose him, his heart was not ready. Okay? Because not only God was going to anoint the one he was going to choose to be a king, which was David, but he needed to have a pure heart. His heart needed to be ready to receive. Because not only God was given David, my brother and sister, the position, but also the blessing. Because you see how blessed David was afterward. Thank you, Lord. Then Jesse called a member that made him pass before Samuel. He said, neither had the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shema to pass, and he said, neither had the Lord chosen this. Hallelujah. And that the Lord chosen this is the heart not ready. Because he said earlier that the Lord looks at the heart. Either of these men was not ready. Yes, they look mighty or strong. Okay? But no, their heart was not ready. Amen. Verse 10. And again, Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he says, there remain yet a youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send, fetch him, for we will sit down until he come hither. Why is Jesse making his seventh son come before Samuel to anoint him as king? Hallelujah. Because that has been a tradition that the older gets anointed. Like if you are a high priest, your older sons follow as a high priest. So it comes from tradition in the Jewish people. So it was not wrong. Jesse was not wrong. But the heart was not right. You see how it is? Maybe what you're thinking all this year has been right. But you're not knowing that the heart of the person is not right. And that's different. That's why you got to ask the Lord, Lord, how can you have not baptized my brother in tongue or my sister? Okay? And then the Lord will reveal you in a dream or a vision. This is why. And that's when you go to that person and say, look, my sister, my brother, the Lord revealed me. You were wanting this gift, but the Lord's revealing me that your heart is not ready because of this, that you need to repent. This is why we see the eye, we see the appearance of a beautiful person, but we don't see the heart, but only the Lord. It's important that we learn to go to the Lord for the why. Verse 12. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy altogether. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful countenance, godly to look upon. And the Lord said, arise and anoint him, for this is he. Immediately comes the voice of the Lord. See, God will not hold you back. God will push you forward. Once, hallelujah, the time is right. The person is right. Because I have that happens to me. Heard people, if someone is right and the Lord and the person comes and says, brother, immediately the Lord, okay, pray for him or pray for her. Boom. But the other person can get mad and say, how come the Lord is not doing it for me, Brother Lovie? I asked you to pray for me, but because the Lord had not led me to. You see the difference? But when the person's right heart is right, the Lord is like pushes me to do it. And I immediately go lay hand if the person is there, boom, and the person get baptized in tongue. Then, because we had a brother like this. See, I was having service with brothers and sisters who the Lord led me to ask them to pray, fast and pray in the prison ministry or in the church. And when they were ready, they would come forward for prayer. The Lord would lead them to come forward. And I would call them forward. Come forward. They will come. And the Lord will lead me to lay hand and not even touch the forehead. And boom, immediately were baptized in tongue, began to speak in tongue and dance in the spirit under the mighty anointing and power of God. Thank you, Lord. And people thought over the year, because they see me doing that many times over people, baptize them in tongue and even prophesy. They immediately thought that maybe Brother Elvie has so many gifts or Brother Elvie's doing it. And I'm like, no, it's the Lord. When the Lord lead me to call people to fast and pray, and sometimes even over the phone, over the telephone, he does it. Praise you, Lord. He's the one that leads me, like he was leading Samuel. Because even Samuel looking at the appearance, oh, these look so, wow. But no, it has to be the Lord. We can never confuse that, and that's why we have a lot of people confusing things. Like when the Lord led me to Washington, D.C. church, he baptized a group of young men who had been fasting and praying for the Lord to do this. And the Lord showed me that their heart was ready. And when the Lord had me going forward, I raised my hand without even touching them. Boom, they all began to speak in tongues and dance in the spirit. And the pastor was surprised because she didn't believe in this. She had heard about my ministry. She did not believe in this. And people were praising and worshiping God and crying. The parent was crying because all these young men, I believe it was 12 or more, about 14, got all baptized in tongue, my brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. And then they invited me again. Boom, the Lord did it again. They invited me to Connecticut. Boom, the Lord did it again. My brothers and sisters, people like, praise the Lord. They began to organize more service. And I said, the hours, the time was so different. People loved doing that. But the pastor was calling me on the phone to do over his church because we had a service. And people in his church got baptized in tongues. Other people wanted it, but they were not ready. Their heart were not ready. So since the Lord's been doing me for over 30 years, if the person is heart is ready, the Lord does it. If it's not, the person needs to pray, repent, seek the Lord to get their heart ready. And then the Lord does it. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. He will not fail to do it, definitely. Because I had a sister contacting me. He and the Lord, I was back in 2014, and constantly messaging me that she wanted to be baptized in tongue. My brother insisted. Then I talked about it, and the Lord, another sister contacted me, wanted the same. And I gave him the same. Began to fast, began to pray, and asked the Lord to get you ready. My brother insisted. Hallelujah. One was baptized in tongue of fire the following month, and the other one about 3 months was baptized of fire also. I was waiting. It took one a month, like in a half or in a week, and the other one took him 3 months, almost in a half, to be baptized. It took him time because sister was telling me, Brother Ellie, once you told me what I needed to do, I took it serious, and I told my husband, I'm going to be fasting, okay, for this. I'm going to be consecrating myself for this. Please respect this, what I'm going to do. Give me the time, give me the space. And the husband said, yes, honey. Is that what's in your heart to do? Go ahead. And she began, she was telling me she would fast as much as she could during the week, but she would fast every weekend. She would go into a fasting like 4, 5, 6 o'clock. My brother, seeking for this, because she said, I really wanted it. She saw many people in her church being baptized in tongues and to prophesy, but she never was. And she was crying, Brother Elia, I said, sister, don't cry. The Lord's going to do this. But you have to seek this to through fasting and prayer. And she said, I just want to be baptized, beloved. Oh, I've been a Christian for over 14 years, seen many other people baptized in the Spirit. I never been. Please, Brother Elvie, I hear you on the Lord Tower, God doing it. Hallelujah. God even filled my daughter listening to your program with his presence in a mighty way. And God immediately began to give a vision and all that. I saw it happen in my daughter. I know God can do it through you. Thank you, Lord. So please. And I said, sister, begin your fasting and prayer. Begin for the Lord to get you ready. Hallelujah. Ask Joshua, ask the people to sanctify themselves. Jacob did the same. You hear Samuel coming to Jesse's house, the same. Sanctify them as you're seeking for the Lord to make you ready. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord gave it to her. She says, she came to the service of her church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And my brother and sister, hallelujah, she came to her church service in New Jersey, and she was speaking in tongues from the beginning of those. She went to her seat. She knelt down to pray, and she was speaking in tongues from the beginning to the end of the service. And a lot, some people think that's weird. Why do you need to be speaking in tongues so much? And this and that. Hallelujah. But she says she rejoiced because she felt praying in tongue makes you light, makes you feel you're praying in the Spirit. You're talking directly with God. It's just so amazing. And she said, hallelujah, that she was doing this, speaking in tongue. And that's when you also seek interpretation. Don't stay just in speaking in tongue. Seek interpretation. Seek to prophesy. Seek for the healing gifts, miracle gifts, and continue to go forward now in these 21 days of victory. Seek for that. Seek for it. Say, Lord, prepare my heart and my life to receive these gifts, oh Lord. Use me. The Lord was speaking to me about this the other day. Hallelujah. To seek for this, to ask for this. He wanted me to teach this. Because he had used me for over 30 years, baptizing so many people. Hallelujah. Giving them gift of healing. Hallelujah. I don't remember giving the gift of miracle. It probably did happen to some people. But we have service here where the Lord gave many gifts. Even after the program was over, people were still being baptized in tongues. We had a sister and a brother from different country, one from France, who was listening to the Lord's Tower that we had the last service, who got baptized in her home, in his home, in another country, thinking that the service was going on now. Because I left the title of the message of the program, and it said, Live Healing Miracle Service. And so when the person clicked on the service, listening to the service, and the person thought it was listening live, and I said, those that want to receive gift right now, raise your hand, you're going to speak in your tongue, and the power of God, hallelujah, the amen, came over her, and she began to speak in tongues. She got baptized in tongues, and she was speaking in tongues in her house all night long, and the same thing happened to the brother, and they contacted me, and I'm like, that we had that service like, was it over a year already, or three, I don't know, I remember, and she was like, Brother Elvie, I thought you were alive. I got baptized in tongues because I've been asking for it. And I'm like, well, sister, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord because people don't understand. When we speak the word by faith, you're going to receive. If you receive by faith, what we speak by faith, you're going to receive it, my brother and sister. And we're getting ready this month. I believe this month, because the Lord spoke to me about this past week, there are many people listening that will be baptized in tongues, that will be prophesying, miracle, healing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What kind of prayer brings revival? Thank you, Lord. I think the asking the Holy Spirit to come down, asking the Lord to come down, my brother and sister. So please, get your heart, your life ready to receive from the Lord this month of December. because he will baptize you. He will give you what you're asking this month. I will be in agreement with you. The Lord has not failed me in over 30 years. He's not going to do it now. When the Lord asked me to come in agreement with you, come in agreement with your brothers and sisters. I remember up in the throne of heaven and ask me to come and I will come, Jesus said. This was in the throne that he asked me to do this. He told me to do this. Hallelujah, because he's my God. He's my boss. He's my equal opportunity employer. Let me tell you, he will do this. Jesus Christ is my equal opportunity employer, and he has not failed me in over 30 years. And I tell you, he's going to do this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. This is only the beginning. Mightier things are coming. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to come in agreement. I believe if we're still around January, we're going to start a year in an amazing way. We're going to start with a healing program. I'm going to ask the Lord that we start the year with praying for healing, for miracle, for sign. Hallelujah. From the beginning of the year and just starting victory. And the Lord celebrating, my brother and sister. I don't know what the new year is coming with, but we're going to wait for the new year. Hallelujah. Under the presence of the Lord, under his anointing, my brother and sister, for the Lord to do mighty, mighty things that we have not seen. He's told Jeremiah, my brother and sister. So please believe and remember that when you receive, use it for the glory of God. Don't, hallelujah. Use your gift. Seek to grow in your gift as opposed to the churches. We talked about this many times. Use them for the benefit of the saints. Okay, that's what Paul says about the in 1 Corinthians 12 about the gift that is for the benefit of the saints. That's what we need to use it for. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So verse 13, so Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from the day forward. And Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Now, here was something that many Christians ask. Because there's things that unless you see it in the Word or God reveal it to you, you will not understand it. The Lord had already been with David before Samuel came. How come David could overcome the lions and the bear? That's his testimony, right? Because the Lord was with David. But notice something, that when Samuel anointed him, the Spirit of the Lord comes upon David. My brothers, you got anointing, and then you get a special anointing. And you may have an anointing, but you need to seek for that special anointing. The Lord had already been with David. He was able to do this because the Lord was with him. But now this anointing was going to take David to the next level. My brother and sister, that his walk with God. And this is where people don't understand, how do I go to the next level? Get that special anointing. Remember Elijah and Elisha, the double portion? It's like seeking for that double portion, seeking for the next level of anointing. You see, in the book of John, Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit over his disciples. Amen. Let me see. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me look that. Hallelujah. He breathed the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Over them. But then he tells them not to leave Jerusalem until they receive the power from above. Hallelujah. What he's referring to now? You can look it up anyways in John. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What is he talking about? If he already, hallelujah, if they needed to wait for the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, he first breathed to them his spirit, and then he talked to them, hallelujah, first book of Acts, to wait until they receive the power from above, my brother insisted. Thank you, Lord. Someone can say, but wait a minute, he already breathed the Holy Spirit over them. Why do I need to wait for the power from above? And that's what people don't understand, the next level in the Lord. Hallelujah. The special anointing. The special gifts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. They don't understand that. He breathed the Holy Spirit to them. But then, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He tells them to wait for the power from above, the Holy Spirit, which he said he promised to them. Hallelujah. So you see, some people think that's contradicting. No, it's not. It's where you can get the Spirit in the next level that God will want you to walk. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He says to them, hallelujah, in first act, hallelujah. He says to them, it is not for you to tithe of the season of the power they have put, but you shall receive power from the Holy Ghost when it come upon you. You shall be witness, hallelujah, in Jerusalem, Judea, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Think to them while they beheld, hallelujah, while he was taken up in the cloud. But he told them not to leave, hallelujah. He said, but John truly, verse 5, baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, not in many days. Hallelujah. But he was very clear, hallelujah, that they needed to stay there. Hallelujah. They needed to stay there to receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. He already breathed to them the Spirit, but then he talks about the power of the Holy Spirit. One level to another level, one step to another step in their lives. My brother and sister. So that's the power that comes. Some people call it a supernatural power that came upon them, the Holy Spirit, because he already breathed the Spirit into them. And now they're waiting to receive the Holy Spirit, my brother and sister, in a supernatural way. You may have now the Holy Spirit, but you may not have it yet in a supernatural way. Praise the Lord, where you can pray for a multitude and a multitude be baptized in tongues. I seen this when God started doing this with me in the church. First, it was like one-on-one, or two or three or four. And then he started doing a whole group of people. And I began to see that it went from one person to 20, 40, and 30. My brother insisted. That's where I began to understand that he will take you from one level and bring you to the other level. My brother and sister, use you this way. And you can seek this through fasting and prayer, because that's what the Lord says. Go ahead, my son. Fast and pray and wait on me. And that's exactly what I was doing. I was on my knees, I remember, at home. I was fasting. I was praying. I was waiting on the Lord. And then week after week, and I kept doing that until then the Lord, the week he told me he was going to do it, I was fasting in prayer. And after I finished my fast, I'm going to have a service. The church was completely full with people. I never seen a church so full with people, because we have all been fasting and praying. I told them how the Lord was leading me, and they all began to fast and pray, my brother and sister. And I remember when I called everyone out to the altar, and I said, close your eyes. I'm not going to touch you. I'm going to pray with you in agreement. Pray with me. And the moment we began to pray, Jesus came in power and anointing, filled the whole place, began to baptize some of them, and began to heal the sick without me touching them. I began to tell them that there will be a hand of fire on their shoulder, on their head, or on their neck, or on their body. And that's exactly what they was experiencing under the power of God. And they were being healed. My brother and sister, God was doing in them as they went praying and asking the Lord to do. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. And what do I have to do next? I gave the microphone to them to go in and testify. I sat in the front aisle, and I said, come to the altar and testify. Come. And they came up, and they began to testify what God did, my brother and sister. But it was exactly as they was asking, and it was exactly as the Lord had promised. Hallelujah, that the Lord did, my brother and sister. He healed all the sick. He set the captive free. He baptized all that wanted baptized, my brother and sister. And even those that were asking for more tongues, because you can seek for more, they receive it. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. We have service where people could not even talk because they were speaking in tongues. My brother and sister, dancing in the spirit and speaking in tongues. Thank you, Lord. Mighty service, because the Lord did exactly as he promised, because we have been fasting and we have been praying and we have been asking. And not the Lord says in his word, ask and thou shalt receive. When you fast, it's like you're knocking, and it will be open. That's the golden rule of the Lord. That's the golden promise of the Lord to you and I. So what do we got to do? Do as the Lord commands us to do. Fast and pray. Moses did it. Elisha did it. David did it. The disciple did it. And Jesus, as an example, did it for 40 days and for 49. And which is not a Bible insisted. Hallelujah. But when he began to walk, hallelujah, let me go there. Thank you, Lord, because I love it. I love it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. When he began, hallelujah, hallelujah, it says that immediately, Mark 1:12, immediately draw him into the wilderness, where he in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, was with the wild beast, and the angel ministered unto him, which the other book doesn't say this, but I love it that Mark says this. Mark, one of the disciples, says this. Hallelujah. In such a special way, if you have not read the book of Mark, you probably read John, Matthew, or Luke. But I'm going to advise you tonight to begin to read the book of Mark, because it's all about power. Hallelujah. And he emphasized the power more than any other book. It's shorter than the other book, but it emphasized the power. Excuse me. And after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, saying, notice that Mark doesn't go into the detail of the temptation of Jesus after he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. He doesn't go into that. He doesn't go into that. For whatever reason, this is how he's being led by the Lord, to share his testimony, his revelation, saying, verse 15, the time is fulfilled, that the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon, Andrew, his brother, casting the net to the sea. And he goes out telling us, my brothers and sisters, hallelujah, began to happen after Jesus, hallelujah, came out. Verse 22, they were astonished. What is this? At his doctrine. As he taught them as one who had authority, it's not as the scribes. They're looking at the Lord's authority, my brothers and sisters. And the authority is he's casting out demons. He's doing all kinds of things in front of the people. Hallelujah. Listen, verse 23, right there, the following. And there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, Jesus! He's crying out because he cannot stand the power of God of being so powerful. Jesus walking in such a power, saying, let us alone. What have we done with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Have thou come to destroy us? The other translation said to torment us. That's not what Mark heard. No. Mark didn't hear like John, like Luke, or Matthew heard it. Look how John, like Mark hears it. Hallelujah. Thou Jesus of Nazareth, have thou come to destroy us? Okay? The other one said to tempt us. Hallelujah, torment us, I'm sorry. I know thee who thou art, of God. Immediately, Mark said that they're confessing God, my brothers and sisters. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace. Come on. Thank you, Lord. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. Mark is describing the Lord in his power. Thank you, Lord. In such a special way, thank you, Jesus, that you don't hear the other disciples saying this. But look, verse 27, they were all amazed so much that they questioned among themselves, saying, what things is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he command every unclean spirit, and they obey him. It's all about the power of Jesus. The market is, hallelujah, projecting in his message. The power that Jesus was walking with, nothing was holding him back, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Verse 28, and immediately his fame spread out through all the region around about Galilee. Oh, For where, hallelujah, when he had come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon, Andrew, and James, and John. But his wife, his mother, was laid sick with fever. And once they told him of her, he came and took her by the hand, lifted her up. Immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Mark is describing Jesus' ministry so powerful. I love it. I love it. If you have not read the book of Mark, you need to read it because it's different than Matthew, the John, and the Luke, my brothers and sisters. Verse 32, in that evening when the sun had set, they brought unto him all who were diseased, those that were possessed with devils. I love it. And the city were gathered together at the door. Hallelujah. They were bringing people to for the Lord to set them free, my brothers and sisters. He came to set the captive free. Verse 34 that followed. He healed many who were sick with diverse diseases, cast out many devils, and he suffered not the devil to speak because they knew him, but not let them speak. Casting them out. Hallelujah. And they were out. They were running, my brothers and sisters. Jesus came out of his fasting with great power. God was filled with power in the fasting, with special anointing and wisdom, the Lord says. Thank you, Lord. That's why fasting is so important. Verse 35, in the morning, rise up a great while. Before the day, he went out and departed to a solitary place and prayed. Thank you, Lord. Jesus will pray all night long. He never looked forward to sleeping like we do. And one of our problems as a Christian is always looking to sleeping. If God knows when we need rest. And the Word of God said that God give rest to his servant, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And a lot of people confuse rest with sleeping. I remember a man of God that came to my pastor and said, I want you to find me in the Bible where I need to sleep 8 hours every day as the doctors are commanding. Because when you go to the background of the eight-hour sleep, it did not come out of the church, my brother and sister. Look it up. It did not come out of the church. It came out of the heathen. It came out of the Babylonian. It came out of the serpent teaching doctors. It then not comes out of the Bible. You will not find in the Bible that you need to sleep 8 hours anywhere. God gives his servant rest. I remember my grandfather, hallelujah, he would work all day long, very late at night. When he come home, he would spend time with his family and all that. He only went to bed when God will give him rest, when he was tired to sleep. A lot of people go to bed when not even tired. They're not even sleepy. My brother, they have to push their body with pills to sleep, even though they have no sleep. When they don't even think what God wants them to do, pray. Pray. God revealed this to Brother Hector de Cruz. And Brother Hector never looked forward to sleeping, even when he has special services. When he will go to the hotel, stay with people, he will go in to pray until noon the next day, all night long, speaking in tongues, rebuking demons, my brother and sister. Then when it was time for him to go to another place to preach, he will get some rest. God will give him some rest in the car as they were driving there. But never look to sleeping, because even in the car, before God will give him any rest, he will be in prayer. He will tell the driver and the brother, look, you can go ahead. Drive, I'll be back here in prayer, and I'm going to get loud, because when I worship God, when I speak in tongues, I get loud, he says. Please forgive me for it, but I'm going to be seeking God because I want a great move of God, and he will do this every day of his life until God took him home, my brother and sister, and his ministry was, I think, over 40 years. So when I asked the Lord this, I said, Lord, and your word says that you will pray all night long. And the Lord said yes to me, but a clear yes. He says he never looked forward to sleeping. My brother, that's why he rebuked. He wanted to teach Peter, John, and Matthew and them, the leaders, on how to be in line in prayer with him. And he rebuked them in Gethsemane that they could not even pray 1 hour with him, my brother and sister, 1 hour. But the Lord knew that they were going to come and arrest them that night. And practically, it was going to interrupt his prayer. But he was praying also for them, that he knew they were not strong. He prayed for Peter because he knew Peter was going to fall into temptation. My brother insisted. So he was praying for Peter. He was praying for his disciple. He was praying for that difficult hour. My brother and sister, because we don't know what the day holds, the next day, but he knew. So praying is the best to overcome temptation. He said, pray that you may not fall into temptation. Why do so many people fall into temptation and so many other things? Because of the lack of prayer. If you had a prayer life, hallelujah, a profound prayer life with the Lord, you will not be falling into so much temptation. I shared this years ago on the Lord's Hour. A sister heard me, and I talked about 8 hours of prayer. And she said, I would like to try that. And I said, go ahead, begin to pray and ask the Lord. She said, I can only pray maybe half an hour, Brother Owe. And I feel so shame when I heard you talking about this. I felt convicted that I need to pray more. I pray that the Lord take out of me the inability of not being a prayer, like, Lord, not being tired to spend time in prayer with him. And the Lord takes it away. And I ever spend hours with the Lord in prayer. So the Lord convicted his sister. And my brother and sister, she prayed that week 2 hours. And that later in that week, prayed 8 hours with the Lord, and even 10. She says, it's been, when she was able to pray that 8 hours, she says, I had the most peaceful day of my life that I never had in my whole my life. Through the prayer, the Lord began to set her free of many things, my brother and sister, because the Lord can do that. If you ask the Lord in prayer while you're fasting to set you free of things that are not his, he will begin to do that in deep prayer with him. And I mentioned this, and she began to do it back in 2014, 2015. She contacted me and said, Brother Elvie, and many other people have been, the Lord has been setting them free, anointing them, and they have overcome so many temptations after they began to have a prayer life. Many people right now are been going through temptation that they don't want to be in, and it's the lack of prayer, the lack of spending time with God in prayer. My brother and sister, I shared the testimony of a sister online last Tuesday, I believe it was, or Sunday, where she, in the revelation of the Lord revealed to her that the church, when they are in church services, they are in their cell phone. And when the Lord has an anointing to pull upon their life, they're not ready to receive it because they're spending time sending tests or receiving tests or thinking about what they're going to do the next day. Then being in the service there with their mind and heart into the Lord, worshiping him and talking with him during the whole service. They are in their cell phone. They got the cell phone on them, vibrate, whatever. And they're focused on the message they need to receive. Then focusing on the Lord. They receive a message from the boss, maybe, but not from the Lord. Not an anointing or special anointing from the Lord for the next day or the next week. And the devil comes and attacks them and steals things for them. And then they're blaming God and they're mad at God for the things that they're losing, and they don't realize it's their lack of attention to the Lord, their lack of consecration, and their lack of prayer. My brother and sister, God is calling into this 20, victorious 21 days so God can get our attention. God can prepare us for greater and give us the greater. Prepare our heart and life to receive, just to receive. He's getting our heart ready in these 21 days of victory. To receive what we've been asking, to receive what he has for us, you're going to receive more than what you're expecting. As we are in agreement asking the Lord, Lord, I come in agreement with my brothers and sisters to receive in the 21 days of victory, Lord, more than what they're asking, Lord. More. Give them, Lord, what they're asking. Give us what we're asking, Lord. And give them more in Jesus' name we ask. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Give them more, Lord. Anointing, take all hunger, tiredness, Lord. Give them the willing to continue, the strength to continue, the health to continue, the anointing to continue. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name, through your blood, Lord, bring healing to the sick, Lord. Prepare their hearts. Prepare their life. In Jesus' name, Lord, to receive more. Cleanse our heart. Purify our heart. Purify body, soul, and spirit, Lord, through your fire. Hallelujah, in your word. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name I ask, Lord. Prepare us, Lord, to receive more of you, Lord. More of your spirit. Gift and anointing, Lord. Hallelujah. Wisdom in Jesus' name for the day to come, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Receive it. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive that anointing, that confirmation, heart. Take away all doubt and unbelief, Lord. We repent, Lord, of all doubt, pride, doubt, and unbelief. In Jesus' name, we're so sorry. Remove it from our heart, body, soul, and spirit. Pride, doubt, and unbelief, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Increase our faith as a disciple pray in agreement we pray. In Jesus' name, mighty Lord, mighty God, mighty Yeshua, mighty Jehoshua, God is doing something with some of you. Thank you, Lord. The anointing is all over you. Thank you, Jesus, preparing you for more. Hallelujah. Open your heart to the Lord to receive more. I ask him to prepare you for more, your heart, your life, your family, heart, and life in Jesus' name. Mighty Lord, mighty God, mighty Yeshua. My Lord, whew, thank you, Lord, for your anointing, your presence. Yes, Lord, pour your spirit, Lord. Pour your spirit, pour your spirit. Pour your gift, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Mighty Lord, mighty God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. It's going to get greater. It's going to get stronger, Lord. We need the fire, Lord, the fire. That remove all limitation in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. It's going to get greater. It's going to get stronger. Get ready. Get ready your heart and life to receive. Prepare your heart to receive more. As Samuel said to Eli, Jesse, to prepare his family. Sanctify his family. Sanctify your family, your heart, to receive. Thank you, Jesus. Give it to us, oh, Lord. My Lord, my God, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. My Lord, my God. Oof, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. God has so much for us. God has so much for us. Hallelujah. He has so much for us. When our heart is ready. When our heart is ready. When our heart is ready. We're going to receive. We're going to receive when our heart is ready. When our life is ready. He's going to put it on us. He's going to put it on us. Listen to his worship. Hallelujah. Get your heart, get your life ready to receive.
In Romans 5:5, that the Holy Spirit has been given to us. What for? Because the Bible says that the love of God is only poured out upon all men, upon all our hearts, through the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today, as we honor the Holy Spirit, let's invite him in. And let's pray that he pours out the outpouring of the love of God into this place. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up your hands and worship him. We invite you here, Holy Spirit. You're so welcome in this place, Holy Spirit. That's right. Stir up your inner man. We invite you here, Holy Spirit. Come and move, Lord. Come and move, Lord, as you will, Lord. We surrender all to you. This is your church. Our lives are yours, Lord.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy.
City Harvest Church, as one voice, we are crying out for more of you, Holy Spirit. We want more, Lord. We want more, Lord. We know that this is just the beginning, Lord. This is just a drop, Lord. We want the tidal wave. We want wave after waves of your presence, Lord. Wave after waves of your presence, Lord. Wave after waves of your presence, Lord. Wave after waves of your anointing, Lord. Wave after waves of your presence, of your glory, Lord. Pour it out. Pour it out. We cry out for more. More, 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 Holy Spirit. Oh, Shiana Bashigriye, Anabakiana Bakiye. Shigriye. Spirit, come rest on me.
Holy Spirit, come rest on me. You're all I want. You're all I want.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, come rest on me. You're all I want. You're all I want.
You are all we desire, Lord. Just to be in your presence, Lord, it's better than a thousand days elsewhere, Lord. Father, you promised in your word that you will pour out your spirit on all flesh, on all men, Lord. So, Father, we stand on the promise today, Lord, and we say, do it, Lord. Do it again and again in this church, in our lives, Lord. Do it again and again, Lord. Pour out your spirit, Lord. We want more. We want more. We want more. City Harvest, let it be the cry of your heart. Let it be the cry of your heart. We want more. We want more. We are not satisfied. Holy Spirit, we know you have more for us, Lord. We are not satisfied where we are, Lord. Let there be a fresh wind, Lord. A fresh anointing. A fresh oil, Lord. Fresh fire burn deep in our hearts, Lord, today. From today onwards. Let us be revived, Lord, in our spirit. Oh, shata rabahala ki araba soru bibiyede. Oh, shata rabahala ki araba sokoru bibiyede. Fresh wind, Lord, blow. Shigiri araba soru bibiyede halaka rabaha. Fresh oil, anoint us, Lord, from the tip of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord. Ki araba soru bibiyede halaki diyede. Shigiri rabahala ki araba sokoru bibiyede halaki diyede. Hallelujah. We just want to glorify you today, Lord. Hallelujah. The greatest thing in our lives, Lord, is to commune with you, to have more of you. Draw us closer, Lord. Draw us deeper, Lord.
And the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy for. Lord, I give you all glory. I surrender all. Move in me. At your name I fall on my knees and worship forever. The angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are.
as we are singing this song to the Lord, I was reminded of the encounter that Apostle John had in Revelation chapter 4, where he was brought to the throne room of heaven. The first thing that John saw was a throne firmly established with God sitting on it. And around this throne, he saw 24 other thrones with 24 elders clothed with white robes. And on their heads, they were wearing crowns of gold. And John noticed that beside these 24 thrones and 24 elders, there were four living creatures. And they were crying out day and night without stopping, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Revelation 4 verse 9 goes on to say, whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanksgiving to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever, the 34 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne, and they worship him who lives forever and ever, and they throw down their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, for you created all things, and because of your will they exist and were created and brought into being." Church, this evening, will we likewise give glory and honor and thanksgiving to the one who sits on the throne? Because no one and nothing, no situation can ever shake his throne. That's right. Because God is the beginning and the end, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is still the Lord of it all. He is still in charge. He is still in control. He lives forever and ever. He's established on his throne. And today, church, I'm here to tell you that this same God, he loves us, and he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for you and me, so that we will stand forgiven of all our sins, so that we may be healed, so that we may be delivered, so that we may live a victorious life. This same God, he dwells within us, he goes before us, he fights for us. That's right, give God a big hand. We praise you.
Isaiah 6, when Isaiah says that I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. The angels, they cry out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And that is why we are singing. That is what we are proclaiming. And one thing, City Harvest Church, perhaps you didn't know, that is in the past, when the king wins the battle, the train of the robe of his opponent has to be cut off and sewn on to his train. And this king that won, his train will fill his temple. And the Isaiah says, "I saw the Lord seated on his throne, and his train filled the whole temple." You know why? Because in God, it is our victory, your victory. And I believe with all my heart, this afternoon, this evening, whatever that you are praying for, whatever that you are confessing, whatever you are asking the Lord to break
your voice. The train of the Lord. Feel his temple.
Oh, we worship you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We love you. And I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. And I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is free. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows.
Jesus is the doctor over every enemy.
I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. And I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Let's try to lift up holy hands. We declare again,
your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is light. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn life with fire. Your name is power. Your name is power. Your name is your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
So powerful is your name, Lord. Wonderful is your name. We worship you, Jesus. So powerful, so wonderful. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We call upon you, Jesus. We call upon you, Jesus. Just right, lift your hands, lift your eyes. Begin to call upon Jesus. Hey.
Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
That's right, church, wherever you are today, let's begin to give a clap offering to the mighty name of Jesus. In that name there's freedom. In that name change will bring. In that name salvation will come. In that name healing will come. In that name all things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. Hallelujah. 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 You know, church, today is Mother's Day. And today is the day where we celebrate family, we celebrate mothers. And let me tell you that with man it's not possible, but with God all things are possible. So you're believing for salvation to come to your family. You're believing for healing. You're believing for freedom. Let me tell you that in that mighty name of Jesus today, you are going to experience that breakthrough. Today, if you're asking if God is willing, let me tell you, He's willing. He's willing to bring salvation to your house. He is willing to bring forth that breakthrough, that freedom, that breakthrough that you desire. Whatever it is, all things are possible with Jesus. Let's try to see Jesus in every hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So let's begin to lift up our hands. Let's begin to pray in the Spirit. Let's begin to engage that language of faith. As we pray, let's begin to see that salvation come. Let's begin to see the name of Jesus lifted up high in our family. Lifted up mightily in our midst. Let's try to begin to pray in tongues.
Fix our eyes on you. We focus our hearts on you, Jesus. This evening, God, we just want an encounter with you. We want to dwell in your secret place. That's why I just put every distraction, every burden, focus on God.
for there is peace, there is joy, there is forgiveness. And that is what Jesus' love is all about. That no matter what happens in your life, His love will stand the test of time. His love will stand the test of time. Tonight, wherever you are, just open your heart and lift up your hands. God, we say that we never want to depart from your presence. Come and clothe us with your love. Come and clothe us with your grace.
It's the Ford SUV season sales event at your local Ford dealer. That's where you'll find great offers across the entire Ford SUV lineup, including Ford Escape, Expedition, the built wild Ford Bronco, and America's all-time best-selling SUV, Ford Explorer. Hurry in for amazing offers across a huge selection. This is Ford SUV season. Let's get going. Based on S&P Global Mobility...